360 Performance presents Dr. Lowell Whiteman, mental performance coach for elite athletes and C-suite executives. As host of 360 Performance, Dr. Whiteman presents a show offering strategies and methods supporting your desires for delivering outcomes you prescribe. So on this show, Dr. Whiteman defines and connects principles, expectations, and how essential trust is for building teams and delivering performance that produces your expected outcomes. This set of definitions could cause you to have your brain ache. So Coach Whiteman steps in and delivers a dose of practical reality. Welcome to 360 Performance.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and good morning to others. This is Dr. Whiteman, or as some would say, Coach. Today, we're going to be beginning a great show today. I'm excited about it because it's about three different concepts that I've studied a great deal about. And in doing so and thinking through it, I decided, you know, I've got to give you this great background behind me. This is a picture that was taken by a kid that played basketball for me at a Catholic school in Chicago, St. Gregory's, the Greyhounds. And this is from Augie Krosnauer. And Augie, this is the coastline of Lake Michigan, just north of the downtown Chicago. It's just a wonderful early morning photo. So I'll get back to this in a moment. We'll talk today a little bit about, as my slide shows you here, we're talking about setting a foundation for ourselves. And I believe to set a good foundation for yourself, you've got to have a sense of what principles are. You've got to have a clear statement of your expectations, both for yourself as well as others, so that you can have a condition and an environment full of trust. If you combine these things together and act on them consistently, you will get some timeless behavioral results. Standards, if you will, principles. And that's what we're going to focus on, are those three concepts. Principles, the timeliness nature of that, adding the expectations that you clearly state for others as well as yourself, and then also working on that level of trust that when the actions are placed with a sense of trust, you get trustworthy behavior. You get a collection of people that they're going to be there for you. They're going to absolutely be there for you. And that's what we're going to focus on today. So let's keep moving on. As you know, every week we start off with a mindset moment. And this week's mindset moment has two quotes from it because of what we're talking about, the expectations, principle, trust, trustworthiness. And the two quotes go like this. I'm going to start with FDR first. And he says, rules are not necessarily sacred. Principles are. Because people break rules. It's very difficult to break a principle. The principle is what it is. If I throw a pen up in the air, it will come down. And that's regardless of where I'm at, no matter what environment I'm in, or who I'm with, I throw that pen up, it will come down. That being said, let's talk about what Stephen Covey has to say about these three elements we're talking about today, principles, expectations, and trust. And he says there are three constants in life, change, choice, and principles. Like for example, rules will change. I can have choices that I'll make about almost anything or anybody. But within all of that, the principles of the universe are applied the same no matter who you are and no matter where you are. That's our mindset moment for this week. As we move on, let's take a look at those principles. Here we go, Mr. Newton, the apple tree where he was pontificating. I'm sure after a long, hard day, get some shade. Maybe it was warm outside. And Sir Isaac Newton is sitting underneath an apple tree and he sees the apple fall and he starts to think about this and pontificate on that, and basically came up with the principle of gravity. Basically, in a simple way, what goes up will in fact come down because it's principle-based. Going into our next thing about expectations, we looked at expectations on a daily basis, but not always as clear as we'd like it to be. Because without the clarity, we don't have a lot of accountability. And commitments don't seem to, you know, linger around in a clear fashion. Or the words you would like to hear that would discern as meeting your expectations. Like people have a discussion with you. They actually take action without hesitation. That would mean you clearly stated your expectation. We also have in those expectations another word that comes up a lot, and that's goals. We've talked about goals on the show before, but never really in light of trying to connect them together and work it together. So expectations are a matter of state them early and often, a lot like voting in Chicago, I think. But at any rate, when you get to the trust part, one thing I didn't mention was the word trustworthy, because trustworthy is a outcome of being trusted. So like, for example, in this picture where we've got two individuals climbing up the side of a cliff, and one of them is on the lower side being lifted up by the other, I would say there's a good deal of trust there. And for finishing the task, trustworthiness has to be there as well. Meaning that if I'm there and I'm present and I commit by extending my hand, I better get it done, or it could be both of us going over the edge. So trustworthiness evaluates production capability. If I trust that individual to pull me up, I do because they have the capability of making it happen. Now, I can have a debate about the degree of capability. Could be slow, could be with some grunts and some groans and some sweating, but I trust, based on my experience with this individual, delivering on what they say, that they are trustworthy. And that is, if you say it, you do it. You deliver on those words that come out of your mouth. So here's some questions. As we go through this every week, we ask ourselves more questions when we deliver the new knowledge. And the first question I have is, what are the principles that you live by? Now, do we actually live by principles, or we live with principles? Like, for example, gravity, it's all around us. If we didn't have it, we'd be floating all over the place. Or we might be grappling for air, because gravity has a lot of impacts on a lot of different principled components of our globe and our universe. Like science and chemistry related to H2O, carbon, any element, there are principles involved with those atoms and the protons and neutrons that make up those atoms. There are principles of magnetic forces that, if they're not in place properly, they don't do what we expect them to do. So I ask the question, what are the principles you live by? Do you think about that, or do you just take it for granted? And then the next question that comes up is, when you succeed, are your expectations being met? I think we can succeed, and you may even have a thought about, when I actually have succeeded, I didn't necessarily think about my expectations being met. Now, it becomes more clear about expectations being met when the clarity of your expectations have been set, usually during the planning process, when you've been challenged to take action on this project and there are specific goals that your leadership or management expects of you. You will then have a more clearer understanding of the answer to this question. And you can say most emphatically, yes, I did succeed because my expectations were met. Maybe I had a few charts and a punch list to go through as the actions took place, and I saw and felt people meeting my expectations, success followed. Some simple examples of that, most recently here in the United States, was our midterm elections. People go in to vote. There's an expectation that you're going to punch a card or do whatever's next, fill in the blank, fill in the oval. Those are expectations that we have. And we have an expectation that those elements of work will be done on the voting machines to get them completed in a timely fashion. So I'm always interested to know what people's opinions are about expectations, and if they're met, and if you feel you're successful. Now, it's obvious, well, I shouldn't say obvious. People have a quick answer to the opposite of this question. If I fail, are my expectations met? Well, in some cases, the answer could be yes, because there are times when your expectations are set, you could still have failure. So I want you to make sure you consider that, especially when you're having the conversations with those people you trust, in amongst the principles that you live by, that you think about the possibility that, just because I think I have a good plan and my clarity of expectations are there, it's not always a guaranteed assurance that you're going to succeed. Now, you might have the success that makes you feel good, but did it meet at the level of the expectation? So the last question I want to pop up here is, what is, now I gave you an answer to this question, but it's a bit broader than what I get, the answer I gave you. What is the difference between trust and trustworthy? You got the answer yet? Production capability. Are you capable? Not a lot of trustworthiness if you have no capability. Now, you still may trust the individual, but you might have asked them to do something that was outside of their scope of expertise, perhaps. Now, you still trust them, but you trust them on different stuff. And the thing you ask them is going to put them into a difficult position, and one that's not, they're not trustworthy in this. They're not going to be able to deliver. And yet they still might try, because there's that bond of time that you've trusted each other. Well, you got to make sure you qualify. Look at the production capability of the individual or individuals, the team, and see if, well, gosh, if I don't have a good view of the production capability, I'm not going to have a lot of trustworthiness in the outcomes. So I better, maybe I should train. Maybe I should give them some more insight, knowledge, have better plans. That's when your team will be pushed to its limits to try to deliver, especially if there's time constraints. So that difference between trust and trustworthiness is important to understand, as it is production capability, the ability to deliver on what you are. I said it, I'll do it. I'll raise my hand, I'll do it. But do you have the production capability of actually delivering to the level that is expected for the task? And it's an interesting conundrum, but it's still very easy. It is what it is. If you know you can do it because you've got the experience behind you, then be proactive and direct yourself into a posture that's going to get the task done and maintain that position of trust with those people that you work with. Now, with all that laid out for you, let's talk about some more layers of that principles, expectation, trust elements we're talking about today. And one of those is consistency. And basically, it's, for me, simply, the consistency is easily understood when you see the finish. And not just see it for its sake of you broke the tape, you won the race, you finished. Or maybe it wasn't even win the race, you just finished at whatever level it was. At whatever level that you finished at, have the mindset to be better. Striving to be better indicates that you are constantly looking to finish, not at the level you finished prior, but finish at a higher level. Now, with that being said, remember that to finish, there are components that get in that finishing mindset to be consistent. And it goes back to some of the things we just said, which is trustworthiness. You have the production capability that everybody trusts, that gives you the integrity based on your historical delivery of that performance, so that people can rely on you. And that when you say it in a sincere manner, people know what your commitment is. There is no wavering on their part about your commitment. So with that being said, shifting to the next slide, it's about adding that word that you might have thought I would have started with this word, right? But I wanted to make sure that you look at the underlying components to the action steps that are involved in setting goals. And goals, as I said here in this statement, goals that you own. It's not goals that somebody else gives you. And you still may own the goals that others give you, but you've got to make that conscious effort to demonstrate that you own it. Now, here's an opportunity when you do that, and you're part of a team, and the leaders ask you to commit to your goals, and some of them may be ones that they define for you, your statements of ownership should be very clear. Those are expectations. And your historical performance will indicate whether or not people believe you, whether you're sincere or not, so that you can deliver the consistency that they may have become a fashion to enjoying from you. So goal setting, I've said this before, but for those of you who are listening to this for the first time, I love the acronym SMART goals. You know, specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and timely. Have SMART goals, because this acronym, the SMART goals, goals statement and setting SMART goals not only gives you a clear understanding of what you're owning, whether somebody helps you to develop the goal or you develop it on your own, it lends itself to what we've already said, consistency. So that in setting SMART goals with a degree of whatever degree it might be, trustworthiness, you are in that realm of integrity, of sincerity, being reliable, and people can trust you. Goal setting is huge. And in this last picture, it seems like a very desperate picture, someone traversing uphill, if you will, going from a lower level to a higher level, and this gap. Now, I guess if they fell in the water, it wouldn't be all that bad, unless the water perhaps was very cold, or there was some form of very dangerous animals in the water. But if that person, before they took off, said, "I'm going to do this," then you better do it, because people in the future aren't going to necessarily rely on you to make that jump. Now, that's a metaphor. Obviously, that image is a metaphor for in reinforcing the phrase I put up there. You say it, you do it. Now, that's a beginning step to trust, because there's too often, especially in these times of the political battles that we're having, all of the unrest around the world in our own country, just because you say it doesn't mean you are going to do it, or just because you say it that it's the right thing to do. There needs to be that performance capability evaluation. Are you sincere? Are you genuine? Is the integrity of what you say high because you've proven it before? Give me some evidence as to the actions you've taken and what that means, so I can feel comfortable knowing that if you say it, you're going to do it and it's going to get done. Now, we might have a little disagreement at the end once you've finished as to the quality and the degree of completion, but you had the capability, whatever degree of capability it was, and you did it. So when you think of these three things as relates to our topic areas, the principles, expectations, and trust, and you're going to set those goals in there and with the effort to be consistent in your finish, and so that when you say things, you get it done, that you are always looking at the end in mind when you start. Begin with the end in mind and work backwards from that up, that vision that you have, that you're going to incorporate the things we've said in that process of thinking through, what are my plans? Who do I need to get involved with me? Can I do this by myself, or do I need some support? Or maybe you just need help in planning it, but you're still going to do it by yourself. Like this last picture with somebody jumping over that rocky gap there. You know, there's sports and competitions that I look at all the time. You know, downhill skiers, wrestlers, mountain climbers, rock climbers. Those are individual efforts, but it takes a lot of people to support them, to get them to that place so that they can jump that gap and succeed. When they say it, they will do it. And with that statement about beginning with the end in mind, it's still what you do that is the guide for what's inside of you, the energy, the intrinsic nature of and value of what you do is driving you. And that it's that guide of understanding that internal energy inside of you that is going to help you look at a project, look at a task within that project, and understand what the end in mind is. Because with that energy and that ability to get a vision in your head about matching up and intersecting your desires, the desires of your teammates, or the desires of the people that support you into a plan, so it all fits, and you have a clear understanding with some practice that you can get this done, and you can finish in a way that's going to be beneficial to all that who are involved. Now, as I say that, I'm thinking about this wonderful quote. I love Mark Twain. Mark Twain's quotes are awesome. It's amazing to me that a man a few periods of time before us had so much wisdom to share with us, even in current day. He went on to say this: if you tell the truth, you don't have to remember anything. You know, telling a lie, you got to remember what was a lie and who was involved, and it can get you all twisted up. Very simple. Mark Twain says, look it, to tell the truth, you don't have to remember anything. So when we look at trustworthiness and the production capabilities of you honoring those who trust you, it has truth in it. It's pure. You don't have to lie. You don't have to make up some kind of behavior or make up some kind of action that may look like you're getting it done, but really isn't what you're doing. It's fraud. It's misrepresentation. We have legal courts that deal with that stuff all the time. But if we just dealt with it from a personal point of view, every moment of every day, as we woke up to the time we go to bed, we would have a much better interaction amongst our peers and others that we work with. And we wouldn't have to think about anything else, because the truth just lets us not have to worry about remembering anything, because it's not based on a lie. I love that quote. So at this time, let's take a moment and again reflect and think about what we're grateful for. Now, usually I do it at the beginning of the show when we talk about the mindset moment, but I wanted to get those foundational components in about principles, expectation, and trust before I shared some gratitude with you during this reflection. It's important to have images like, once again, I'm not going to give it up. It's just pure. The Kona Inn view from the cafe at the Kona Inn is just precious. It's calming. Even as I look at it now, it just, it's very calming. Even more calming than the scene behind me that was provided by Mr. Augie Krusenauer. It's important to just take a breath. And as you do that, think about your position. And now right now I'm here talking to you and bringing this information to you. And as I do that, I'm just the opportunity to do that is I'm grateful for. And then hopefully what it does for you, what it provides you in your world is perhaps some insights, some guidance, maybe some cautions, or some predictions about what you want to do differently. But it's this at these moments, I just think about what you're grateful for and who you're grateful for and how those things interact so that you can be principle-based, setting expectations that are clearly understood so that there is no questioning your production capability and your ability to be trusted. You are a trustworthy person. So, our mindfulness today, I'm going to give you some steps as I do typically with this part of the show. Our mindfulness moment is about trustworthy actions. So the first one is when you're out there competing, and you know, I'm pretty competitive. I like to be right. I like to have accurate results. I feel fulfilled when I get things done and it's done right. But there's going to be, we're not perfect, right? There's going to be chance for error and failure. So improve on what you're good at. Even though you know there's going to be chance for failure and error, always be mindful of those people and things and the relations with people and the interaction with things that you can improve on that because you're good at it. Being good at it and just letting it be that way all the time, that's just mediocre. People may say still, oh, good job. But if there's more in your tank, if there's more for you to get done, then do it. Get it done. Okay, the next thing is, with that being said, commit to what you can complete. So you know what your skills are. You know, it's one thing to just kind of go through the motions, get things done. It's kind of easy. You got a pretty easy road in this. Well, that's all great and wonderful. But when you're put into a setting where others are looking upon you to contribute and you make a commitment, I hope you're making a commitment on those actions that you can actually complete. Now notice, I didn't say anything about the degree of the completion. And I'm not being presumptive either that you're going to do the best that you can in your completion process. I hope you will. I'm just starting with the essential thing that if you commit to it, get it done, finish it. You know, jump the gap, as the picture I showed you earlier. But I hope that with this process of principles, expectation, and trust, you're seeing the connection of the points so that when you do commit to something, your attitude towards completion is excellence or beyond, because maybe you've tried to improve the things you're good at. Completion and go beyond. That'd be awesome. Be an awesome moment. Now, here's an interesting one for you. These are trustworthy actions, right? Say no. Say no. And here's the premise for why I ask you to think about that. First of all, nobody's perfect. And the second thing, no one knows everything. No matter who you might have in your world that says they think they do, they don't. Because there's always new information to be gathered that they're not part of. Now, striving for excellence, striving for new knowledge, that's awesome. But know that there's really not enough time for anybody to gather the information and knowledge to know everything. So with that being said, you've got to keep your world in perspective to what you really do good at and what you know you can do. Value that, know what it's worth. But you know within that, you've got to know the moments to say no. So you don't mislead people. You don't give them false hopes. You don't mislead them thinking that you can do stuff and you don't. You delay it, you put it off, become a fraud. So learn how to say no. That's another action step on trustworthy actions. This one is also a good one. I have difficulty with this one. And yet I'm very familiar with it and encourage all of us to think about ask for help. Because if you learn how to say no to things, so you can manage your time and be the best you can be in those things you're good at, you're also going to know that there are things I don't know that much about. So you've got to ask for help. Ask people to step in and give you some support. Now, hopefully those are trustworthy people. You've had time to get to know them and understand their level of integrity, so that you are mindful when you ask them for help that they can deliver and that you can truly trust them. Now, there's also in our global interactions with one another, we get references, right? We get referrals. You know, maybe you don't know somebody off the top of your head that's a cardiac surgeon and you need a cardiac surgeon and you trust another cardiac surgeon that can't help you at this time, they're busy, for a reference. I kind of stretched the example a little bit, but that's what I mean by asking for help. It's moments where you don't have the expertise and you need that expertise. And yet you want your expectations reflected in the delivery of the results. Production capability. So you got to ask for help. Now, throughout all these steps, these five little pieces, these five little trustworthy action steps, is the last one here, is when you do fail, when you do make mistakes, have an open mind and heart to take it in and learn from it. And I say this from experience. And look, I am my own worst enemy because I push myself into settings to try to do more. And that raises the probability that I'll do stuff that I really don't know enough about. And there are days when I'm tired and I have the failures and I just get really irritated at myself for putting myself in that spot rather than being a bit more clear in my expectations, asking for help, engaging people who I can trust to do it and work with me. But regardless of all those forces and all those influences, learn how to get through the mistakes and learn from them. Be proactive in that effort. But I'll tell you right now, it's very tough. It's extremely tough. And to have the humility and courage to learn from your mistakes. Those bottom three action steps, say no, ask for help, and learn from your mistakes, are very, very challenging for a lot of us. A lot of people have a difficult time with it. So I've used this quote before from Stephen Covey, but it seems even more apropos today. We're talking about principles, expectations, and trust. Because if there's a connection, motivation is a fire from within because of those connections. If someone else tries to light that fire under you, chances are it will burn very briefly because you don't own it. You don't own the expectations. You don't own the choices you make on selecting people you trust. Someone was given to you and you didn't say anything about it. You didn't light the fire. You weren't motivated from within enough, intrinsically driven to go forward. Make the connections between all the parts so that your motivation burns from within. The fire burns from within you because you created it and you keep stoking the fire. So as you look at these things, consider that this particular statement. Don't step into the fire until you know you can survive the heat. Now that's meaning, again, look at capabilities. If you don't have it, bring people with you that do, so that while you're in the fire, you're properly addressing your needs and can get out without being burnt. Because once you start, there is no turning back. You gotta get it done. You gotta get it done. And getting it done means finish. Get to the goal line, cross that pylon, extend yourself to get there. And the picture I have up here is Colorado State in the Gildan Bowl down in New Mexico against Washington State University. And we needed a 2-point conversion to tie the game. And Donnell Alexander, he did it. And it's such a story. I think I've told it before, but I won't extend it today, but it's just such a great, great picture of finishing. Such a great picture of finishing. Finish. Just like we're going to do right now, I'm thanking you for being here. I'm grateful for your participation every week. It's a Friday at KUHS Denver at 11 a.m. Mountain Daylight Time coming to you. I hope you're having a great beginning to the holiday season, and you're going to include Fridays or the podcast that we then take this show, put it on Spotify or our podcast platforms. We're on, I think, 8 or 9 different podcast platforms. Apple and Google are included there. But as you do that and you're getting involved, I hope you take away some information that's going to make you better, because our performance show here, 360 Performance, is about performance, getting it done, giving you strategies that are going to help you be a better individual and excel at what you're good at through that involvement. Now, as we ask you to do those things and give you this great information, you need to make plans. Well, you know, plans are great, but give those plans life through the actions you take on them. I gave you a simple one. Just listen to the podcast, right? Or tune in on Fridays for the live show. But make a plan, take action on that plan, so you give that plan life, and so that it meets your expectations with the principles that represent your trustworthy production capability and those who you bring with you. Because we're streaming here, streaming at KUHS Denver every Friday, 11 a.m. Mountain Daylight Time. This is 360 Performance. I'm Dr. Whiteman, coach to some, but always a friend who wants to help you to be your best. Have a great day today.
Thanks for listening to 360 Performance. If you need guidance and support connecting your mental and physical health, dial 988 on any phone for 24/7 mental and emotional support.